From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, as a member of its marijuana eradication team, was sickened recently as they were checking out a marijuana growing operation at a residence on the 13,500 block of Kenny Creek Road in Branscombe. They're thinking that the deputy sheriff was possibly exposed to a chemical being used as an insecticide on the plants. The chemical is one banned or severely restricted by the EPA, which can be absorbed through contact with the skin or inhaled through the respiratory system. Based upon the packaging and labeling of the bottle, the pesticide appears to have been brought into the U.S. illegally from Mexico. After the service of the search warrant, the deputy started to experience stomach problems and progressively worsened. He was treated at a local hospital in the days following his exposure and is still under care of a doctor due to his continuing symptoms that are common for exposure to this particular substance. A man who fled from police last week now in custody. Police say 41-year-old Leon Peel of McKinleyville led them on a chase after failing to pull over. He eventually stopped in a shopping center parking lot on the 1500 block of Anna Sparks Way, but then took off again while being questioned by police. Deputies found the vehicle on Ocean Avenue near the Hammond Trail. Upon deputies getting there, Peel took off into a nearby wooded area and they could not locate him. On July 20th, deputies served an arrest warrant at a residence associated with Peel on the 1600 block of Bird Avenue in McKinleyville. He was taken into custody without incident. He's charged with felony evading a peace officer, resisting arrest, driving without a license, and driving without current registration. A woman accused of driving under the influence and striking her daughter and a friend with her vehicle in July 2016 will now go to trial September 4th. The date was set in the double vehicular manslaughter case of 40-year-old Marcia Kitchen of Fortuna. The collision killed Faith Sarnas at the scene, and Kitchen's daughter died the next day. There have been numerous delays in her trial, including a May 29th start date that was scrapped in May and another date that had been set for August. Brad Benham is the Rotary Club of Eureka's president for fiscal year 2018-2019. Benham took office from outgoing President Bruce Smith earlier this month. Benham has been a Rotarian since 2006, joining first in Bishop, California. He moved to Eureka in 2013, joining the Rotary Club here the next year. He has a long history of community service, serving as a volunteer firefighter and fire chief, and as an EMT on an ambulance crew. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.